Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Ladies and gentlemen, Colin Geddes here from General Banter Podcast Fame. Just a quick message to tell you to get on over to the Patreon, patreon.com/General Banter Podcast. You'll access tons of content. We've got extra podcasts going up every week. We've got documentaries, behind the scenes documentaries. We've got comedy specials. It's all over there. If you go in at the pro elite level of £5 a month, you'll get all that shit. And that's all I'm here to tell you guys. Get after it. For this ad break, take a moment to survey your thoughts. What are you holding on to? I'll wait. Let go of your to-do list and pending projects and focus on your breath. We all need a few moments in the day where we are at one with ourselves, guys. And Calm can help. Our new sponsor, the Calm app, everybody knows it. You go on there for your adult sleep stories, you know, your breathing techniques, your meditation, your guided meditation. Well, they now sponsor this podcast because this is a very calm, relaxing podcast. If anyone needs this app, let me tell you, it's me. Okay, we're partnering with Calm. It's the number one mental health wellness app to give you the tools that improve the way you feel. Clear your head with the guided daily meditations. Improve your focus with Calm's curated music tracks. Now, if there's anyone that needs focus, it's this guy. And drift off to dreamland with Calm's imaginative sleep stories for children and adults. We did use these in our household at one point, and there's one with Matthew McConaughey, and at the start he's like, well, hello there, and I swear to God I never made it past that bit. He was like, well, hello there, and I was in a coma. Amazing stuff. If you go to calm.com/banter, you'll get a limited time offer of 40% off. That's quite substantial. 40% off is quite substantial on the yearly subscription for Calm. Over 100 million people around the world use Calm to take care of their minds. Sleep more, stress less, live better with Calm. Calm.com/banter. Be well, guys.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Geddes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the General Banter Podcast. My guest today, the elusive and sexy Mark McCarney.
Hello.
He had the glasses off the whole time, and now that we've got serious, he put them on.
I was just saying, what if I died just before you started then? would you release it?
The most hits of anything. Mm. You just fucking lying there stiff.
Well, I'm not too.
You would shite yourself immediately if you died. That's real.
You only do that after you're pregnant or dead.
True. Mm. Like you, the smell would give it away. I'd be like, he's sleeping, and then I'd be like, no, he's dead. I watched a video. Did you ever see a video of the horse? They're trying to like breed the horses, whatever the term is. You know when they've got the old stud horse and they're like, he's running around with a big root.
Yeah.
And the girl one's waiting there to be fucking, you know, molested, and they spin her in a circle. And she just goes and kicks it in the head. Have you seen that video?
I seen a wee boy try to do that with two Shetland ponies.
Oh, yeah?
And you have to grab the cock and...
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Have to put it in. It was quite funny because they're so small.
But the cock's enormous.
So, it is.
Just like regular dwarfs.
So, I don't know. I don't think he worked there, but he was just... time was late.
Who are you? I just turn up here every day. But there is... Yeah, they fucking... This girl horse kicked the fella. And he fell over and died instantly and just shit falling out of its hole.
Not him and the horse.
The horse. Although if you'd spent the money on a horse, you'd be shitting yourself too. Just, But one shot to the head, whoosh, and it just fucking
out.
Like,
you wouldn't know what I'd do.
And all we Mexicans go, oh my goodness, what happened? What happened now? And the horse just empty and shite out of its arse. And then they're like checking it, you know, fucking moving its lips, and all the horse is just like, just fully.
Somebody just comes over and two bullets, just that's the end of that. Yeah. No respect.
You didn't have to do that, Miguel.
It was a mercy killing.
Oh, no, the horse is like, fucking not shitting around that way.
No, just tucking their boner away.
Put a bullet in me.
I'm on a second here. Anyway, we did a good bit of chatting before the podcast there, didn't we? You boys are doing a big show that you're having issues with. We'll promote it on this.
I don't know.
You want promo?
Eh?
You want promo? The raw. These boys are doing a show. You didn't promo it on your fucking podcast. I listen to your podcast.
Because I don't know if it's, what's the story with it.
Go buy tickets for the boys are playing the Ulster Hall, and it's called William Thompson Live at the Ulster Hall, but there's 9 of them.
And we might be there. I'll be there for support. When I say support, just showing you to your seat. And that's it.
I hate the Ulster Hall, no harm to them.
Funny, everyone has said that it's a hard room to do, but it's kind of one of those rooms where you still want to do it.
Oh yeah, I'm well past the idea of doing somewhere for the prestige of it, you know.
True, aye.
I'll play someone's fucking marquee in their garden if there's 1,000 seats in it, like.
That is the way to go.
I'm way past it, because, like, you know, they talk about the Ulster Hall, and then you see, we did similar thing. We did the Comedy Squad Live, which was nearly like a joke name, because I was like, just call it the Comedy Squad, because it's...
How long ago was that now?
Oh my God, must be fucking 6 years ago, 7 years ago. The poster is somewhere, it's behind that curtain.
Like, that was the reason why we wanted to do it, because we remember that being announced and going, that was like a big moment in comedy in this country.
Yeah.
And we're like, that must be class to do. And then we're like,
it was a big moment, and then Shane booked it for himself before we got to do the gig, I think.
Oh, cunt.
So Shane, man. So Shane.
Was he not on it with you?
No, he wasn't on it. But I think out of badness, he booked it before. But he, you know, and then I did the group one. And I remember when Snapchat was like at its prime. And I remember sharing it. And there was massive surge in tickets. And I was like, that was me. I did that. So as soon as I did the gig, I was like, never again am I fucking sharing a stage with any cunt. Just me.
Snapchat's still in his prime.
Aye, for certain things, you know, not for me doing wee faces.
But like, friends of mine are still flat out in it. I'm like, why?
Penis? I know. Yeah, it's no one I know is on it, strangely, but then I'm not a nonce.
But they are still, it's very big down home now.
Is it?
I'll have to get back on it, sell them tickets.
But this is the reality of fucking doing a show like that. You know, you walk in, you're like, man, Rory Gallagher played here, and all this fucking Led Zeppelin played here, it's so fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And then you get in, the fella goes, all right, mate, we've no staff on the night, so I'm going to give you, we've no, like, manager, so here's a fucking walkie-talkie, and I'm going to be at the sound desk, and I'll be like, can't go ahead there, and then I'll play your wee fucking rap song, and you can walk on. So I'm bricking it, like, this is the biggest gig I've ever done in my life. Standing backstage, waiting for this guy to be like, go ahead, that's you now, and then intro myself, ladies and gentlemen, and walk on stage. But even after the group one, it was good crack. And then just you go out after, and I was trying to get served at that 5 points place, couldn't get served. And I was just like, fuck this, I can't ramp it up after that gig. You know, see, the excitement.
We were doing it for crack too. It was never about money or anything. It was just for to say we've done it and get it recorded and we'll always remember it. No, but. Fuck me, I don't know what you need to be doing now, hey? I'm going to do like Chappelle, I'm going to build a gazebo out the front lawn.
Nice.
And I'm just going to send a nod tweet.
Yeah.
Come to my house.
I'll just do 8-minute fucking monologues about race. Hey. I'm telling you, Romanians.
I'm trans. I don't know with J.K. Rowling, she's team...
Team turf.
She's team turf, which I don't support what she says about trans, but it's good to see people back in the bog.
Mm-hmm. We played a clip last week. Maybe you could... it's on my other computer. Have you seen that clip where the girl, like, does the TikTok of her, like, she's up stacking turf with her family?
That's a real old one.
It's old, but...
The father's like, you'll not be complaining with warm in your home.
You're a wee fat arse.
Aye.
I couldn't figure out the accent, but I've heard that before, and it was hilarious at the time. And then I seen the full version of it, and I near died last week, but the bit where the guy goes... the dog goes, have you seen my middle, or did the dog take it? And I fucking nearly exploded.
Have you ever been in the bog?
No.
It is hell on earth.
It have is, I ever been in the box?
I see these boys putting up videos on cross trainers and all, and I think you have no idea.
Well, these snakes.
What cross training is? It's just filling bags full of turf.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Do you know who's big into it? Begley. You know, Mammy of Begley there
doing turf.
Aye. And he'll swan right off the stage at a musical. You know, end of the bog was that
12 o'clock at night,
just getting bit to death by all the fucking midges.
He's something else rather than turf, I do. ours was a kip. Hey, ours was because years ago everyone was given a bog land by the law. You were placed, and it could be in somebody else's ground. So you could have a field, and some boy will say, "What do you call him's cutting that for turf?" But there's no
you
money.
Don't know.
You don't know him. So the doll used to hate us because we used to drive straight through her house. And we used to do it for fucking summers. Jeez, she used to put a pile of gates on so we wouldn't get down, you know?
You just bust through them like fucking Jerks
of
Hazard?
It was like 4 mile in a lane. It was in the middle of nowhere. And it was a kippy. I mean, being going, I'm going to do myself in here.
What would stop you just, you know, putting the heating on in the house?
Money. Price of oil.
Price of oil. So all that labour and diesel up and down the lane and all.
I bet that's how it works, because there is no labour, because you're getting your children as slaves. That's how it's cost effective.
Yeah.
You have 5 more children, right? Get a bog and say, I don't want to see you to September.
I'd love to see the spreadsheet, though. Like, what's the actual breakdown of...
You would be the boy at the end of an iPad.
I
Everybody's like counting back.
You may fucking pick us up or we're getting some Chinese in here. I know a fucking couple of Spaniards will do this for fucking half a mile.
Where's our ding-a-ling? I brought him down, didn't I? That's racist.
I have a Hilux full of Filipinos here. I'll fucking clear this place out in half a day, you lazy fat cunt. Pick all that Lucasade up.
Should have wore a condom, got Filipinos. Forget the fucking children. I don't think I could be your father. Hey, I don't know if I'd have a capability.
Okay, could I? This is the bit about parenthood is like you think you can't do it and then it comes around to it and you can either do it or you fucking kill them and yourself. you go full Benoit or you just cope with it.
I tried it, but now the house is on fire. That was all I can't hack. Like I was saying, like if I don't get my 8 hours, crab it.
Yeah, you'll hate it then.
Pure crab it. Like.
And it's not even like.
And then I've got up in a cunt and thrown up over the top of me. I was like, sir, you need to move out.
It's the goalposts keep moving, you know. So if someone told you, like, right, you're only going to get 6 hours sleep a night, right? And it's going to be from fucking two to eight. I was trying to do maths there. You would deal with it. You would go, right, at least at 2, I can go to sleep for solid 6 hours. Mm-hmm. But it's never that. It's like the fucking goal. It's so unpredictable. You know, like Eddie even will sleep like a bunch of nights in a row, 7 through to 8, and you can't believe your luck. And you're like, man, we've got him in a groove here. This is brilliant. And then one night you go up and brush your teeth, and he wakes up at 12, and he's already been asleep since 7, and then he's just awake till 6.
Oh,
and you're like, oh, I was ready for bed there. Like, you're ready to go to bed, and then he's like, no, motherfucker.
How do ones do that? Like, a year, like there's ones that have a child near every year.
Mm-hmm. It's tough, like.
How the you'd go mental?
That's why
the Nazis used to sleep deprive people.
Oh, it's insane! I haven't felt like a normal person in 2 years. Like, you just walk around. You do that like outer body thing where you're going like, "Am I really here right now?" And you're doing 90 on a fucking motorway. That sort of thing.
I know. I think I will maybe adopt a 17-year-old, and then if it's not working for a year, they're 18. Fuck off.
Fucking test drive them in the bog for an afternoon.
I mean, you do no less with a car. Why would you do with a child?
Exactly. Get that turf in the fucking... What do you do with the I'm still confused by it. Like, what would you be... What would you... Like, obviously you're not selling it. Or do you sell it if you have too much?
No. Just store it in the shed.
You store it in the shed? Mm-hmm. Much is that costing? Keep it dry?
The shed? Nothing.
Nothing? So it lies there and instead of... Putting the heating on, you're burning turf every day.
But ours is damp as fuck, so it's like just burning...
Wet Weetabix?
Just donuts.
So, worth it or no?
I'd be more of a log man. I like a good crackly log.
I was going to say, have you ever tried a blow heater?
Electric.
Because 2 minutes of that and you can't breathe and then you knock it off. You're sweating.
Aye, it's just horrendous, like. But if everyone put a different... do you see this thing now where they're putting two electric boxes in the house?
Right.
So they're only being charged for the electric in the kitchen. So you could literally have 1,000 blow heaters throughout the house and you're up effort. Look it up. Forget the fucking magnets. Just do that.
So, yeah, you nip into the kitchen to the fridge and get something and run back. It's freezing.
Aye. You probably go into the kitchen because it's too warm in the rest of the house. But you'd just leave it on just to get it off the fuckers.
So it's like a government thing they brought in?
Oh, God, no. Don't tell the government. It's completely illegal. Like.
You've chipped your heating?
Pretty much.
How cold are Colchis? Freezing?
Well, everything is cooler to Belfast. Once you get in them,
I don't know. You haven't woke up hungover in a fucking Holy Lands house with your face on the wet mushroom wall.
Father always says, like, once you hit the bally golly roundabout, none. None. No money for roads. No hating for us. We're just scum.
I just picture you just in some, you know, like stone house with like wet walls and all, just sitting there, just freezing the bed out.
Well, no, I can't. Look at it, right? No, it is a renovation of a house. There's big, thick fucking walls.
Any time I went into like any country home, I've just been like, I need to take my trousers off in here. It's too warm.
It's too warm?
Aye.
Well, I don't know if it's me, but whatever's about this winter, like we used to light the fire and the whole house would be great. But I'm like, if I'm not, I have to be 2 feet away from the fire to get any warmth at all.
Yeah.
And then I'll go down the radiator maybe on and I'll be fucking sweating, dripping.
Do you want to hear the latest development in our household? Maureen wants an electric fire. One of those ones that looks like a fish tank. She wants one of those in the living room.
And we had one, we fucked it out.
Aye.
That took fires balls.
Electric turf in it too.
Oh, that's a weird display. Just rub it on again yourself for heat.
I was like, just get another TV under the TV and do that fucking Netflix fireplace and just sit there.
Aye.
Crackling away.
The open fire is nice, but it's a lot of fucking hassle. Like, it's dirty.
Nah, I hate
that. Soot all over the room, you know?
We were in a local pub one time and they lit the fire. And for some reason, I was like, give me a pint of Heverly. No way Heverly hits you like a fucking
pish.
Ton of shit. It's, I don't know what poison is in it. But like one pint and you're like... And I was sitting in front of this fire and had like 2 pints of Heverly and I was like, I have a fucking dengue fever here. What's going on? It felt very strange.
We used to drink about Sean Oaks in Oma, which is like, it looks like a wee cottage. They've built it like a cottage.
Yeah.
And there's open fire. The boy came in one day and he ordered a pint. He went up to the open fire and took off his shoe and put his whole foot into the fire. I was like, there's a man his life sauced.
Just one foot.
He just doesn't care his surroundings. Just, he had a cowled foot, he took off his shoe. Put his foot under the fire.
Just fill this room with fucking
keep the
fumes.
Keep the paint coming.
Just 1 foot though, like a thermostat. That'll heat the whole house.
I get well cold feet too right now. Bad circulation. My veins aren't what they used to be.
Bad circulation in the dick. It's freezing.
And that's the problem. It's all going to the dick. So my legs, my cowl. Everything wrong with me, my father had, is his fault. Anything he had as a cub, I then eventually took it.
What's he got?
Well,
turf elbow.
He has tennis elbow.
Does he? I think I have tennis elbow at the minute. I need to see a fucking...
Never done a stroke in his life.
Hello.
But yeah, he had to get it injected there not that long ago, actually.
What did they put in it?
They'd actually take out the shit out of your veins, apparently.
Oh, why?
It's like the big string of shit come out of it, like. But then he's an anomaly. I don't know what the fuck's wrong with him.
I hope I don't get all the shit my parents have had. Fuck that.
Have you found any old things creaking in yet?
Me? Oh my God, my body's wrecked.
Like, I've just recently or just like no, gradually?
No, like, probably from, yeah, like, from whatever I've, like, I did a lot of sports when I was younger. There'd be a lot of like, even like gymnastics, which I know people laugh at, but like, load of fucking backflipping and.
You are well flexible.
And rugby and fucking jiu-jitsu, like, just. Even doing jiu-jitsu casually, I was just like, oh, the fucking finger is no ligament in it anymore. You know, you're always pinging thumbs and, like, your knees popping out. Like, literally, like, knees, fucking desiccated thumbs. My elbow's fucked from something. I don't know what that is. Lower back pain from, like, a hip alignment thing. Like, falling apart. Like,
I would use, like, we're doing shit. I done none of that.
And I'll still work through it, like.
And Noldal called me the other day, and I just turned the wrong way, and I was like, oh, I'm paralyzed now.
Just one crack and they're like whiz in the Hawkins.
Yeah, that's what happened to him.
Is it? Yeah.
Dropped the chalk.
My mother called me and I tweaked my neck.
Did you ever see the women that man got?
Oh, the guy's shagger, top shagger.
Hey, baffles me. What do you have to do around here?
He must just have, like, go-go gadget pipe. He's like, well, daughter, take a look at this. And it just, like, a fucking piston.
But he must have had, like, an algorithm. Wheelchair plus disability equals funny.
Okay.
He had it worked out, like.
I think it's probably, like, smartest cunt of all time. Worst legs of all
but
time.
But sure, the smartest cunts rarely get women. Like nerd.
I don't know.
What, like, good is the quantum physics to me?
Well, he's like, fucking, let me show you.
I'm having a fucking affair. The Shermanator?
Right. Two in the pink, one in the stink.
You're right. What a Ryan's belt. Take a look at that fucking belt there, don't
He loved it. He just he had that machine where he just looked at the letters and it said the words.
He loved a good black hole, Stevens, with him.
Oh, he did. Uranus is right. Sorry, Uranus.
God rest him.
God rest him. But yeah, he was like fucking. They're all, you know, they've seen those headlines. It was like Stephen Hawking's cleaning on his wife with some with a cleaner or something. How do you manage that?
Schools just show you, no matter how great a man you are, the horn will make a fool of you. What is it, a whiskey glass and a woman's ass made fool of a man is a man?
That's beautiful.
Isn't it?
Who was that, Hosier?
What do you call him?
Whiskey glass.
Heaney? Seamus Heaney.
David Healy.
It's in the front of the belt, in the belt room.
Was it whiskey glass and a woman's ass?
A whiskey glass and a woman's ass made fool of a man is a man. My old dog is about the house shouting that.
Drake.
Zelda says to me often.
Aye, and then, you know, you let the two of them fight it out in your dick. The whiskey and the horn.
I think I'll stick to the whiskey.
Whiskey dick, real or no?
Whiskey dick? Well, definitely no. I could, with a lack of pints now, I could go longer now. Mm-hmm. I've often seen that. See these children now with cocaine. 2 pints is stout. Oh, far better off.
Oh, yeah. But does coke not give you the fucking dead cock as well?
Aye, but for like 6 months.
Niall, is that right?
Yeah. He's injecting it straight in.
But I think cocaine might get you real horny, but you're just like, fucking, it's like punching the air. You're just like, fuck's sake.
Aye, well, I've heard boys say that, but they're like, no, I could ride for hours, but I'll not come or anything. I was like, what's the point in that?
Oh, what's the point? Take something that gets it out quicker.
And then they'll be depressed the whole week because they can't get any relief.
Oh, no, that's a nightmare, man.
People are never happy.
You do whatever makes it quicker. 2 lines of Viagra and just keep launching it out.
Viagra would be the same. Just make you hard and you wouldn't, nothing to do with it.
Oh, I thought it just made you squirt loads.
I mean, a boy married my cousin, got illegal stuff out of this foreign place. I didn't know they were on holidays. And they got real super, super Viagra. Like, he took it and he thought his cock was going to bust. And the wife wouldn't even touch it. She was afraid to touch it. It was trembling. And they had stuff left over, and there's a soil boy worked on the building site. And one day, for the crack, they put it in his dead Coke bottle. Died.
I knew you were going to say that.
He fucking died. And he said, don't ever tell anyone that, hey, because he did about a week later, he died. And
they think it was suspect. They're like, oh, I think he might have passed out. He's just like, just raging hard on.
Couldn't close the coffin.
Just like fucking, just fucking squeaking. It was that.
So that's the way that ends. Badly. So you better just.
What do you think happened? Oh, he had a terrible fall. Seems to have bashed his cock. It's swollen like fuck.
He fell 2 feet. There's just a hole in the ground of pure concrete.
They just take his hat off and just set it. Just his hard hat. Just set it over his dick. It's just, you never know when your time is going to creep up on you, do you? I mean, Jesus Christ.
That's life, boy.
It was like that video of the chihuahua I seen at the Viagra, and it, like, half its body was its cock. I swear to God, I feel like I've showed every guest this, like it's a fucking baby photo.
What do you think? See the way that them dogs are bred for specific purposes? Was it bred with the goal of having a big cock?
No, it ate, someone left Viagra out and it ate Viagra.
All right.
And it was just sitting there. We're like, and apparently if dogs get a real route, the balls come out and everything.
Same with me. I tend to do that. No Viagra or not.
You see this? I just can't believe I've shown this to fucking 10 people in a row here on this podcast. Can you hear that? Yeah, oh, fuck me. So there's a packet of fire. Is it what you see inside of this car?
Look at it sitting trembling in the corner.
It's no blood left in its body. It's just like,
what's going on? Oh, fucking hell. I didn't think it would work on an animal, eh?
Well, it's the same drug. You know, it should work on anything.
What would happen if you give it to a woman? Just over just ovaries drop out of her.
Just a clit on her, like a fucking.
Like a punching bag.
Like a fucking budgie's tongue. Look at that. It's just fucking pulsating. It is made 10 times funnier that it's like the smallest chihuahua you've ever seen in your life.
See, I'd probably react the same to that dog if I took a dose of Viagra.
You probably will.
I'd react the same.
Yeah. No, I'd just die like that other fella.
He died the way he went. Rock hard. Oh,
fucking stiff as a cobra.
Why?
I can't believe. Like, they wouldn't. Like, they wouldn't do like an autopsy or something, or like any blood work of a guy just dropped dead on a building site. Well,
he was right age. They just thought natural causes. Like,
natural causes.
But he put it in a day of coke, and he thought that would maybe dilute it. Because he said, like, as soon as he took it, an hour later, he was like, everything was just. He says his whole body, he could feel nothing, only his cock. This legal stuff. And so this is an hour, and they thought it was wild funny. That's why they gave it to him, because it was like 9 o'clock in the morning. They thought this boy will be fucking wild funny all day. Didn't take a flinch in him. So they thought it might have been a delayed reaction because of the day of coke, and then just all at once killed him.
It's like a detective drama. You're like, did he just die by chance?
No, Netflix has run out of ideas. That's
or was it the or was it the cock pill?
So no, I think I'll just bog standard sex. I'll stick to it.
I don't need 30 seconds. I don't need
nap.
I need the fucking chemical castration to get some work done around here. Whatever they do to fucking sex offenders, you're like, take that pill and your balls go away. I need that sort of periodically for about a week to get some shit done around here.
Fuck, any wild mad fetishes?
Me?
Really?
Not really.
I like socks. Long socks.
Right, what other dogs have boners here? Oh, you like long socks?
But that's like,
as a look?
Like, boys say to me, like, they say these, like, you know, they love this fucking weird stuff of, you know, she's pulling you off and your balls are stuck in the car door or whatever. And you're like, why?
Yeah.
I don't get these.
Well, like, yours doesn't really sound like a fetish.
It's more a.
You're just like, oh, it's nice, isn't it?
Aye. But I would never want to be, like, whipped in the balls or.
Yeah, so.
I can't come unless you're.
Aye.
Call me out all bad names or, you know, it's.
Well. I've often said it'd be handy enough to have a real fetish where you're like, you know, you're like, I don't want to bother you, but if you could leave me with 10 minutes with this flip flop, do you know what I mean? I've got a real food. I'm just like, you know, I want to. I've taken a wee Diet Coke and a pill here. I know you can't be arsed, but if you just want to leave that high heel here, I'll just shove my cock in it
and then put the bag on. It's like, what the fuck?
Aye. Oh,
but even like Louis C.K., I could never get my head wrapped around how that would.
Like, you want people to
watch you wank? There is emailing them.
That's enough. But yeah, it's weird. Something has to happen. But they always say, like.
Like, I'm usually like at home and wank. I'm like, it's all depressing.
Aye, but he's like, you know, I know that's probably some sort of like shame, you know, like, you know, something happened to him when he was younger. And now he's like, I find that like. Because that's what they say. Like, as you're like developing sexually, like puberty and all, if you see something. Or something happens to you around that time and you're like massively influenced.
And you don't know it.
Or susceptible to things, it kind of gets in there.
So I was just probably looking at the fucking clothesline too much. Like, look at them socks.
You're like, I've fucking jizzed in many a sock. And now you're wearing
Now we're getting somewhere.
Now we're getting
we're
there.
Breaking boundaries.
Welcome back to Geddes. And the mind.
We're joined now, we're cracking with ankle socks.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Just decades of you just pumping loads into fucking a pair of GAA socks, and then you see a girl wearing them, and you're like,
Friend of mine, he says he can't have sex unless he's buck naked. Like, even if it's a quickie,
He can't even have socks on. Has to be completely... I think that's weird as fuck.
Who said this?
A friend of mine.
Dino?
No.
Say his name.
Mickey Bartlett.
Nah, he'd fuck you through a fucking letterbox, that cunt.
With a hazmat suit? It wouldn't matter what he's wearing.
He'd take a hand job through fucking, like, I don't know.
A barbed wire fence.
One of them things you pick up litter with. He's a pig, like. Some of the things I've seen that he showed me on his phone through the years, you know.
That was sent to him, or?
That is just, you know, he'd be like, quite literally one night he was like, oh, I was out on a wee date last night. I was like, oh, cool. And he's like, oh, she sent me a video there. And you're like, what is it? And she's literally like fucking, you know, like sitting on the gear stick of her car. And you're like, oh, that's cool. And you're going to bring her in here someday to Lavery's and I'm going to have to act like like I haven't seen a gear stick in her. Asshole.
Oh, no.
So you're in the socks.
Well, I can't think of anything else that would really, like, I'd go, fuck.
But again, that's just, that is a wee preference, but it'd be funny if you just, you know, first night, you know, hit it off on Tinder with someone, and you're just like, see, before we get down to it here, and you have a fresh pack of, like, Celtics at you.
Like, I remember, like, I'm very straight, bread and butter Catholic sex, like, I mean, the first doll asked me...
Between a priest and a boy. And that's the way I like it.
A doll asked me to choke her once. I was like...
Everyone has these stories now, like you and fucking McCann and all doing these stand-up sets. Like, oh, this girl asked me to fucking DDT her through a table.
But you don't understand the world I came from. Like, very honest, wee country cub. And then next thing, dolls asked me to choke them. I'm like, what?
I think there's something going on there.
And then they're kind of like trying to make you out like, oh, what are you, gay? You don't want to do it? I'm like... No, I could do jail.
Was she a big capable girl, was she?
Why do you assume that?
I think there's some sort of dynamic going on where girls would be like, I feel safe enough with you choking me.
No, she actually was very fit.
Was she?
I have to say. Right.
You get her in the fucking rear naked, lock it up. Choke on that, you bastard.
She's out in the boot, if you want to ask her. What if... It's a slippery slope.
I watch too much UFC. I'd be like, what sort of choke are we talking? Am I still able to fuck in a fucking Von Flew choke?
I was sitting there doing it. I was like, is that all right? Is that fine there? And she's like, you're actually very good at it. You know when to stop. I was like, I'd like to think so, because you'd be dead, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I was like...
I'd be getting too tactical with a fucking... I'd turn into Joe Rogan. It's not under the chin, you know? Just getting her by the two fucking arteries, and I fucking... You don't think you're going out, but you'll go out. There she is away.
I just, like, straight, let me lay down and have you sex.
Like fucking in betweeners with your arms down like this.
With both of us socks on because I have bad feet. And
bad looking or just bad?
Bad looking.
You said to me, I had an idea for a sketch about lads selling, like, foot pictures or something. You're like, oh, great. You've cast the right person. My feet are terrible.
Well, to be honest, it was a secret of trying to keep the rest of my life, but I have very disabled feet. Like,
what is that? All the turf?
No, I just lost
turf burglar.
I have no toenails
across the board. Like,
I just tell you, I lost the year foot and mouth came out. They just dropped off.
Foot and mouth, I bit them off.
It was quite serious. I had to learn to walk again. No,
hold on a second. Actually got foot and mouth?
No, it was just the year of it, because I remember the year foot and mouth, because mine...
What a coincidence, though, you'd shit yourself, wouldn't
the you? The postman couldn't come up the lane. And I remember I was practicing walking up and down the lane to get the post. That's how I always remember the year foot and mouth game. But I had to come off, because it was ingrown.
Uh-huh.
And so I had to get the surgery to get the whole nail and the bed out, no?
All of them, all 10 of them. I threw that away in anger.
No, you've only two toenails. Big toenails now.
Aye.
The two of them.
But you don't have nails on
the
all
thumb,
of them.
The thumbs of the feet.
Aye. Your thumbnails of the toes, yeah. Aye. So both of them are off.
They're gone. But
so you just have two wee cocks for toes.
They grew back real retarded.
Okay.
So there's one that's always pointing towards her. It's like, no, your toenail goes out straight. Mine goes, oh.
Okay.
And they're bad. I don't even like looking at them myself. That's why I became like... That's my dirty, filthy secret.
Yeah, that's why you're in the socks.
And they'll wear them too.
Ah, fucking hell. Oh, just trotters down that neck.
He done a marathon one time, and he came back, and the toe nail was half hanging off.
A marathon one time, pair of cat boots. Feet are... He did it.
Dressed up as 60s Batman. Coming down the Ballygolly Lane. There was no race or anything. He just done it himself. 20 mil. But he came home, the nail was hanging off, and he got a pair of pliers and he did it himself.
Well,
you're fucking idiot.
Now, both my feet are curled up in my shoe. You tell me that story now. But at least he ran a marathon. You just sat there and yours fell off.
You know what actually happened to me? I slipped.
Right. In the fire.
I dull and mopped the kitchen floor, and I had come in and went just splits, and my toenail hit the kitchen sofa and cracked it.
Oh my God.
And that's what happened to me.
Man, war stories, eh?
Aye. Fucking war stories. I remember when the toes froze, but I can still feel, to this day, I can feel them twisting the nail off. And there's a wee sexy nurse beside me that rubbed my forehead then.
I remember, this is not feet related, but sexy nurses. I remember this years ago, and I had like a tooth out the back here. And I just remember, it was fucking killing me. It was agony, like, and you know when you always get a sore tooth, like, Friday night, and I couldn't do anything the fucking Monday. And I go in, and it was miserable, like, hadn't slept, fucking just aching. And they were like, right, you can come back and get, like, a crown or something on Thursday, or we just take it out now. And I was like, take it out now. I was like, I don't give a fuck. Take them all out now. I don't give a shit. And the two of them were very attractive and very small. Right? And she gave me all the fucking things.
Filipinas?
No. Filomena. And she went to go for it. And I was like, whoa! And she goes, can you still feel that? And I went, yeah. And she goes, okay. And she gave me 3 injections. And she then gave me another 6 or something. And my whole body had a stroke. Like, but the two of them, because they were so small, they were like me fucking Oompa Loompas, twisting my head. Like, one of them's holding my head and the other one's going, pulling these pliers. And I got, and then eventually she's like, it just came out like that.
Thank God I've never had whale innings.
But the wee one was just like, like this.
And then
yanking my fucking
head.
The film
Horrible Bosses, the doll was knocking everybody out.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, fuck, I wish I could get a toothache now.
Aye. If Jennifer Aniston was there.
Aye.
Looking like Iggy Pop now.
She is, like, that woman hasn't aged.
Oh, she has, Mark.
No. If she's laying beside you, you wouldn't say that.
She hasn't aged from the back.
That's all you want.
It's like when Chris Kent said he looked Chinese from the back. And he does.
There's a boy in Temple who got his nickname 1690. He looks 16 from the front, 90 from the back.
Oh, Jennifer Aniston. Yeah, she's getting real handsome in her old age. Like
early days, Jennifer Aniston nipples on Friends.
Aye, keeping the fucking viewership up. Just still into that.
Did you watch the reunion? The Friends reunion?
Aye, just fucking Chandler barely keeping it together. Yeah, I had a good time.
She's getting your other daughter's getting married in Derry next month.
Cox?
Mm-hmm.
Is she going out with someone from
Snow Patrol?
That's right. Aye. That's a weird scenario, isn't it? What is going on with this computer? Like,
how dull is it now?
It's this fucking yoke here. It's not staying in. We should get on the questions here. We have a ton of questions. There's the nips there, just fucking, you know.
They had to know, though. Like,
of course they
you
did.
Don't do a full show on a soundstage and somebody doesn't go, here, you have a spare bra. About.
And it wasn't like it was in fashion then, you know. Now everyone's like orangutan titties, no one wears a bra.
That's good noise there.
You know, people are like, nah, I get both my nips pierced, and that's a look.
That's a big thing now.
Nip piercing?
Nipple piercings. Yeah. I seen a video the other
Free
day.
Free the nip, man.
Some doll, do you know that the Agri College is Greenville, or not Greenville? The Agri College up there.
Oh, why? No, it will.
Some doll with a pierced tit. She was in the milking parlour and put the thing on her nipple. The young ones now, their heads
are... Is this a video or something you say?
Yeah. All
right.
Snapchat. Their heads are fucking gone. We were born 10 years too late.
Too early.
Too early.
Aye. Oh, why? People are fucking filthy.
Like, when we were 16, like, you wouldn't even look at a cutty because you were afraid.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not even... You know, if someone who was, like, fucking 18 just come out of school and they're like... I've chosen to be an adult performer. You couldn't even, like, say anything because it would be, like, slut-shaming or something.
Mm.
You have to be... Someone has to be fully supportive. Like, our son is getting his cock cut off and is starting an OnlyFans. We couldn't be more proud. Like, you just have to let everything go now.
I'm here
with my 14-year-old at Claire's Accessories to get both of her fucking nearly tits pierced.
There's a boy down boss making a fortune piercing nipples out the side of the house.
I'm sure.
Women, and
there has to be a if you're like a fucking grown man doing piercings, you have to. It has to be weird to be like, oh, just fucking come in their school uniform there to get her fucking.
But they're like, they're just
her fucking bee stings.
They're like pierced. Elbows to them now. They're so sick of looking at tits. It's like
probably.
But then I was like, I don't believe that because I could literally go through a museum of every tit that ever existed and come out the other end, and you could go see that there tit in your phone. But like, oh, absolutely.
It's not.
You'd
like,
never get sick looking at them.
It's not like when they, you know, like someone catches their kid smoking and they make them smoke loads and they hate it then.
Aye.
It doesn't work with tits.
The most powerful thing in the
world is a tit. It gathers momentum with tits.
Like, I laugh. Like, you see these women there, they're like, free the nipple.
Yeah.
They're like, if men can do their nipples, women should be fit to. Are you mental? The country would collapse. There'd be pile-ups on the M1.
Yeah.
With people crashing fucking lorries and cars because all these tits flying about.
Yeah.
No,
I don't think that they mean like free the nips as in get rid of all upper garments and just, you know, be driving down.
Oh, well, I read that whole wrong then.
I think they just mean like if someone, you know, wants to put up a tasteful picture of them breastfeeding their newborn baby or something.
No, they're on more than they're on with Instagram and all.
Let me show my tits.
Because if we were topless on Instagram, it'd be grand, but if they're not, then they'd be banned.
I've gone against it. I'm like, put your tits away because. How, you know, people are telling me I'm shadow banned, like they go to look me up and they can't find me because I've been talking about fucking ISIS or something. And, you know, put certain videos up and they won't upload it and it'll come down and be like, contains whatever. And you're like, I'm watching girls with like a top that looks like fucking wet tissue paper.
Yeah.
Going like, you know, click the link in the bio and their tits are boing all over the place. And I'm like, not only am I furious, I'm erect. Why have I had to put up with this? And they're just, or you'll see some girl like twerking and you're like, I can see the only bit of your asshole I can't see is the actual dark hole. I can see all the wrinkles.
Britney Spears, you ever see her?
She's lost her fucking mind.
My daddy won't pay me. So she's like,
yeah, she's like some fucking, you know, she's just like some newly divorced mother of three on a council estate. You know?
She's had it rough now.
She's got those tattoos from that sort of like time. When you'd be like, do a butterfly above my hole.
Who did she used to go with?
I was never going to say Kevin Bridges.
What Kevin Federn.
Kevin Federn.
Who's she with now?
Kevin Bridges. I don't know.
Might have a chance.
I don't know, but she seems, as you would, rightly so, lose your mind.
I like the circumstances talking about us getting fucked in the entertainment industry. She was really royally fucked.
Oh, yeah.
Crater.
I know, it's like, she's like a one-woman North Korea. She can do fuck all. That's the name of the podcast.
Heading for a face.
We should dive into some here. I did research because you have a podcast now, and I was like, I'm going to listen to him on the way down the road here.
Bad, isn't it?
And you were like, no, it's very good. A lot of effort put into it. A lot more effort than I put into mine, certainly.
Well, that's right.
You're getting fellas to record stings and all, and I'm just showing you pictures of dogs with boners.
No, but I'd be looking at that in the side. I don't be playing it, but I'd just be looking at it. Keeps me going.
Keeps them socks filled.
Erect chihuahua.
Eric Chihuahua. Yeah, we've a ton of fucking questions here. We'll launch in them. Let them take us through. Oh, sexy. Does McCartney use any product in his beard?
I just asked that yesterday too. Does it look like it?
Pepper sauce?
No, I said chip pan oil and spit.
Thinking of growing one again, but always struggle with the grooming side of it. Does it look like it has product in
no.
it?
No.
No.
Just stress.
I think it defeats the purpose.
I was saying, this isn't grown as a fashion statement, clearly. Mm. It was meant to be a joke for a video, and then the video kept getting postponed, so now I have it a year and a half. But I can't get over the growth of it.
Well, I said to you last time I seen you did shave it at one point, and it doesn't seem like it's been long enough time for you to shit it out that long.
I started growing the first one in end of January, and it took to September to grow to this length, and then I shaved the start of September, and be mid-December, just back to the same length again.
Boy's there.
That's the amount of estrogen tablets. Give growth. I'm on 3 tablets a day now, you know.
What for?
I don't know.
They just a black man arrives with one in each hand, and I take them both.
They'll all have put some beside the in the breakfast. I think it's trying to poison me or something.
Is it fuck? Is it supplements or is it like medication?
I've one for a bad stomach.
In what way?
I think of an ulcer.
Okay.
And
you think you have an ulcer? Might be worth checking.
I nearly fucking died in the pavilion one time.
Everyone dies in the pavilion.
Luke McGibbon there killed me. And one's for thyroid. I have an underactive thyroid. It'll kill me too.
What are the giveaways for an underactive thyroid?
Oh, it's just the symptoms. Wrecked, tired. There's underactive and overactive. If you're overactive, you'll like sleep in 2 hours, but your eyes will be stuck in your head, like be gaunt looking.
Uh-huh.
And then underactive is when you're just always fucking tired. You could sleep the clock around. Like. Apparently, they've told me it's like the throttle in your car, your thyroid, to tell your body when to use more like fats and stuff to burn, that you need energy. And mine doesn't know what the fuck to be at.
How do you test for that? I might have that.
Anally. It's in your throat, but anally. My doctor, that's always the way.
Just glide the finger up there. He's like a shaman. He just puts it up there and he's like, yeah, tonsillitis.
There's a full moon in Tenerife and you're having underactive thyroid.
I'd love to get checked for that. I might have that.
Well, I don't think it's kind of a check. I just let him in. I was like, I could literally sleep for a week and then they talk a blood test. And
all these things aren't looking good. You know what I mean? Like, I think I have an ulcer. I'm knackered all the time.
Ever since I started comedy. I was healthy as a throat before I started.
My feet are falling off.
Stephen Hawking. I'm back.
What's the third one for? Rennie's?
What is the third one?
I mean, when you take the thyroid one,
Oh, one from my skin.
Full of energy.
What do you call that one? I mean, they put it in the market and then they took it off because people was fucking suicidal over the head of it. I've been on it.
Fentanyl?
I've been on it for 10 years.
Oh, like acne? The acne one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. I forget the name of it.
Yeah, I'm on it. Because I had wild bad acne when I was a teenager and then I took it. And then I finished it. It was great. And then about 5 years ago, it broke out again. And then I'm back on it. But I had to go to like therapy and she was like, so, are you all right to take this? I was like, I don't know.
She's smart, man. Have you tried jogging or cold water therapy?
I have too much work.
It is, I'm not giving out.
I have to laugh. I see the pile of ones going the sea swimming now for dry January. And
what?
And then they went up to the hotel and they started taking whiskies. It's like kind of defeats the purpose. But they're going in and they're like, oh, it's horrible going in, but it's nice coming out. I'm like, well, that's how pain works.
Yeah.
If you stuck a steak knife in your leg, you go, the best part of that was taking it out.
Relief is nice.
And they're like, it's fantastic. I mean, horrendous going in, but nice coming out. Just don't do it and enjoy your life.
What is that? Is that a dry January thing?
Apparently.
People are getting in the water. There's a load of people. I mean, like, I see people who are legit, like, their whole life is wellness. You know, they're into everything, but then I see people recently where they're just like, man, I can't live without it.
But then people that's big into wellness, I don't think's well.
Well, if it's too much, like... If I've seen people where they need the fucking, they do the meditation and they do the cold water therapy and they do everything just so that they're like, don't let me stray outside these two lines of my mind.
Aye.
Just let me stay focused. And you feel like if their routine was ruined, they'd fucking lose their mind.
If I run this 4 mile, these homoerotic thoughts won't come into my head.
You cannot...
Just run from the cocks.
You can't get a dick in your butt.
If you're running.
When you're in Helen's Bay.
There's a new Nike ad there.
Ding, ding, ding. Hurt by fucking Johnny Cash Place. Yeah.
The new foreskins.
Oh!
The all new foreskins from Nike.
You can't get a dick in your butt when you're doing hot yoga. Actually, you probably that'd be the ideal place.
That would be the ideal place.
Would you do hot yoga?
I used to do yoga.
Aye?
I used to go to the All Up in Tempo. It was all me. It was me and like 18 pensioners.
I see. Oh, why?
But they love me. And that's what you want to
do. Look at this young, flexible boy here. This athlete coming in. Choke me.
There's a wee bound after.
Somehow, Lowe's wearing a pair of high like socks in front of you, and you're like,
I love a good tight massage.
Yeah.
I need a real big nodule busting. I'll have to get that booked some of these days.
Oh, why?
Take me three pills and take away.
What were you at the SSE one night? Second night, first night?
First night, I think.
First night. We had a sports massage person for the second night.
Oh,
it was great. And McCann was like, you know, I was like, do you want a cocktail? We got a guy making cocktails. Oh, hi. Do you want pizza? There's someone making pizza. Oh, hi. Do you want to do yoga? Oh, hi. And then the next night I was like, a sports massage? Do you want to? And he's like, oh, hi. And you're like, I said to Tim, whatever I told him was in that room, he'd go in and do it. You know what I mean? Like, where's a woman kicking your balls in there with a pair of stilettos on? Go to class, man.
Boy with a full gym suit in the corner waiting for him.
I had to laugh. Let me bring this up. Takes fucking left turn here. I watched the wee vlog he put up, and you were eating some fucking deli food, right? And then I heard you on your podcast, and you're like, you know what I love? When you go into a deli, and it's like 5:15, and they're tipping all the food into the bin, and you're like, let me stop you right there. Give me those wedges that look like my actual toenails now, because yeah, they've been in the heater for
I don't know what this is my taste buds, but that shit just hits different.
You're a culture. That's what it is.
Is that what it is?
You're going, no moisture or taste for me, thanks. Just give me a box full of clippings.
That's exactly. I love that dry stuff. See that rice that you chip your teeth in? First class.
Anyone else would throw up, like, and you're just like, oh, I don't even, Tanya, don't even cook it. Don't even fucking cook it for me. I'll just eat it raw. No, I get it to an extent. There are some things that, like, oh, fuck, I remember this. My Maureen's, like, cousins sort of live around the corner, and the da is a lethal cook. And he, you know, every Christmas brings everyone around, cooks everything. But I was gigging one night, and they were like, oh, we're going around here for drinks and food and all. And I was like, fuck, I'm in some shithole somewhere. So I finished the gig and came back, and they were like, oh, the rest of that food's, like, in the oven. It's just been ticking over all night. And he had, like, so he'd all, like, you know, like sausages with honey on it and all this here shit, and, like, mustard, and it was unreal. But he obviously had, like, a big, like, was it, like, a pepperoni or no, was it chorizo? Chorizo, right? Chorizo. But a big fat one, and he'd cut it into, like, burger shapes. And there was one of these in the corner of the pan just ticking over for about 4 hours in the oven in the honey and all. And it looked like a biscuit. Like, it was just a round fucking bit of chorizo. And I was like, oh, my fucking
taste. Even Christmas, I told her to cook Christmas dinner the day before.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's always the best way.
Louise used to cook it that morning. I was like, this is fucking moist and sticky. I don't
this
like it.
This is too fresh and delicious, woman.
Aye. I don't like it at
Leave
all.
Leave this in the hot press for a couple of nights.
Even like, you ever eat like cold pizza?
Amazing.
Like, you used to get all them pizzas.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder, can I sneak in here
by
in the
time
morning?
By the time I had it, it was fucking cold. Cold pizza's good.
Something about it.
I like a sausage when it's been like, all the fat's been like rendered out of it.
Cremated and it's all dried up
and
all.
It's got a bit of snap.
Now, if you
it.
Went out for a restaurant and the produce that, you go, what the
if
fuck
I went
out
to a
this?
Restaurant and ordered sausages, the name of fucking
I'd go, what? Like that. You go mental, but you go, see me after on the way out.
Oh, what? I've done that at a carvery where I've been like, see that fucking what looks like charcoal that's fallen off the arse of that? I'll eat that.
Yeah, see, I'm not wrong though.
Aye, but you want it mixed in with some sort of wetness?
No, that's all the protein I need.
You're literally
just dust.
You're literally like, see what used to be chips there? Can I have that?
A lovely big crispy chip pie that's been cooked for 2 weeks.
I know. People are like, this is a triple cooked chip. And you're like, no, cook it once for 7 hours. That's what
but
I
the
want.
The fact that you can't charge me full price, I was seething.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
The full whack.
Like. Now, you're supposed to get the yellow label where it says like 17p and you've half a lasagna and a chicken.
That doesn't work on hot food, though, does it? They can't want to get rid of it that day.
Well, yeah, they do. They fucking bag it up. Well, it depends where you go. But hold on, we've 38 questions here. We'll move on from the fucking burnt chips. What does it say? On Facebook Marketplace, people always state no scammers or time wasters. In your opinion, is that enough of a deterrent to people contemplating scamming or wasting time? Yeah, like there's a guy in Nigeria going, I shall not bother.
Sorry, go ahead.
What's a scammer and a waster when you're selling something?
I went to Derrigonley for a bike there on Sunday. Off Facebook Marketplace.
A bike?
A bicycle, anyway.
All right.
And I was like, we're going to get stabbed in here, hey? I was like, I wish I'd have went to Halfords. And as soon as I seen the cooker and the microwave in the front lawn, I was like, time to get out of here. Perk right there, hey?
What are you buying a bike for?
Oh, it wasn't me, it was my friend.
Oh.
He wanted it. The bike kept going out. He cleans them up. It's from Derrigonley. And he's like, I get these bicycles. I'm retired now, kind of. And I do them up and all. And I was like, this is fucking stolen. Without Aye. Doubt. And then he says, there's a boy come down here every 2 months with a trailer from Strabane. I was like, definitely stolen.
Oh, yeah. 100%. You know the way people throw their bikes you know, in the bin a lot of the time, and I go around the bins and I take out the bikes.
He bought it anyway, but I have a notion he'll take it 2 mile and it'll fall apart. Like,
fuck me.
Can you put like GPS taggers on bikes?
Oh, why? You just buy one of the me tile things.
I'd be on the outside though. It wouldn't be built into the running.
Maybe not an older bike. Probably, I'm sure you can get some sort of new technology where it's like,
Facebook Marketplace. And then the joke of it all is, is this still available? And then they go, yes. And then can I go see it? Oh, it's gone now.
I know.
Within the space of 30 seconds.
You see, I was, because Maureen's obsessed with like Formula One, I was like, I'm going to buy an Xbox and everyone can play Formula One. And Dutch Frank was like, just buy a second hand one. Like, they're all the same. And he was looking up Facebook Marketplace and people were just straight up asking for the actual money. The original price.
And you get a cardboard box with Xbox written on the side of it.
They were just like, oh, it's £249. You're like, they are £249. Now out of your fucking stinking house.
Facebook's fucked in.
I can't go near it.
It's just shite now.
I think people, it's just left with all the lunatics. Been in Hanoi for about 7 years. Always love to hear what your thoughts are about Vietnam. Did you prefer North or South? And would you visit again? Someday there'll be a, like, you know, Grand Tour fucking Top Gear style where we just do a crowdfunded thing and all go. Make a video.
Was it nice? Was it good, like?
Now, if you're in the dry rice and fucking hollowed out goujons, you might not enjoy the cuisine. But
why is it slimy and sloppy?
It's just wet and sort of miscellaneous, but it's tasty.
You see, I like wet and miscellaneous the odd time.
Mm. Peppered with dead chips. No, I love it. It's one of those trips where it's like it's not comfortable. You know what I mean? It's like hot. And fucking, you're always sleeping in some fucking crate. It's weird, but when you come back, it's all you fucking talk about for the next decade.
Well, they're looking at you like, what are you doing here?
They look at me like I'm fucking, you know, Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
The boy in the sweet corner.
They were just like, why the fuck is this cunt?
Green giant.
People just picking food, you know, like clearing the table and just take their phone out from this distance and go, and take a photo of me and I'm like on a wee plastic stool. Getting diarrhea. Let's crack.
It does look like a nice place to go. I'd love to go to China now.
Nah, fuck China, man.
Why? They make everything. Get an iPhone for 10p.
This motherfucker just got a pair of AirPods for 20 quid and they're exactly the same as mine.
Where?
China.
How much is the shipping?
£800.
What, AliExpress?
DHK.
I've been conned to them cunts before. That'll go on fire on you.
I know you'll be fucking, you'll be on a plane and you're just like, just combust in your ears. You'll be like, fuck! And then you do that sad photo you see on like Belfast Live.
Where did they get it from?
Yeah, man's ears burnt off.
1,200 people dead, but good bargain.
Yeah, sound quality, great.
£20.
The sound quality was great before I burnt my eardrums out.
I bought a pair of drone stuff at that website once, just went in flames. As soon as I plugged it in, went, I was like, oh, well.
Really?
Yeah. No, I probably wired it wrong, but still I'm blaming them.
You had to wire it when you got it? What sort of drone were you making?
Well, you had to wire up the LiPo batteries.
Too much.
So is that like a...
Just pay full price.
FPV drone?
HPV?
Just buy the fucking thing. I couldn't be arsed.
See, I like building shit. I like fooding about. Crap like that, like.
Making bombs.
Well, I haven't graduated there, but someday. The way this country's going,
I forget that's what your background is, you know, like.
I'm a techie. You wouldn't think that, be talking to me, like.
Something weird in my mouth there. I'm sure it'll come in handy sometime, you know.
Bombs. Again.
Tack yourself some.
10 years too early. Could have been the head of the rab at this stage.
Head of the rab. Have you checked out Always Sunny podcast? No. I hate that shit. Why do people make... Why do the people from the show make podcasts about, like...
The show?
The show? It fucking
pisses me off. It's not, though. I've seen clips of them. They're just talking shit in their room.
Well, maybe I'll give it a go.
I love the way them boys done it, though. They were very independent. Like, they made the first episode of Always Sunny themselves with a camcorder, and then they went to FX, and they were like, it's a bit shit, but we see where you're going with, and then they give them money.
Yeah, well, that's the way all things should go, like... And sometimes, like, budget nearly ruins a thing.
I think that's where they have really perfected, where it still looks a wee bit shitty.
Yeah.
And but then you've Danny DeVito stuck in the middle of it, who's clearly getting like 6 million an episode or whatever.
Our boy Dylan Osborne on Stories the other day was like, I've tried a million times, but I cannot get into it. It's Always Sunny. It's fucking shit. And I unfollowed him. So
I actually haven't watched a while out of them. I've seen a couple of them.
I get it. I get why you would watch it and be like, why is everyone so into this? But it's again, it's one of them things where you need to take in loads of it.
Yeah.
To really get to know them. And then you know why it's funny when like your man fucking Dennis goes nuts over something. You know, like.
But it's like the longest. Like,
Is
it in The Simpsons? Is it like the longest fucking shows ever or something?
Could well be. What was Friends though?
Friends is only on for like 10 years. Or...
Oh.
And they're churning them out. Like.
Fuck. But it's got that sort of, because the episodes are standalone, they don't need to like really scrape the barrel with like arcs for like storylines and stuff. They can just be like, this one's a one-off.
They wanted to come here to film the last series. See that it was all, eh?
They were in Ireland. Like,
they weren't. That
where were they? Because it looked like shit.
They had applied to come here to film, and see them film corporations like Ireland or NA Screen are fucking horrendous. They forgot to put the paperwork in time, and they couldn't come shoot, so they just done it in Canada. Now it looks like here, but it's not.
Now, this country needs burned down. I swear to God.
What the fuck do you have to do in this place to make something?
There's some TV show here, stupid name. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I don't know whether that's the episode name or the, but
bring back Glenn Rowe.
What the fuck?
Nobody does.
What is Glenn Rowe? A show?
A really old Irish soap. It's like EastEnders before. There's just a guy in a cottage talking shape. Like a stung by a bee down on a tour of it. It's like Disneyland down there.
Oh god.
I had a very sorrowful life, eh, before you met me. It was very depressing.
Just sitting at home, pulling my toenails out.
Dry chips. Watching Glen Rowe.
Eating petrified chips. How do you think Collingwood fared being reared in your hometown?
No, you'd have been fucked out long ago, eh?
Why? I'm strong, though. They might be like, who needs a pickup when this cunt can just walk bags of turf down this lane for 4 months.
But you're a
too smart.
You're a defining man. You know, you'd notice you coming down the street.
Really?
Oh, I think you are. Like you're
like in a sex. It would be like, who's this specimen?
You'd stand out. Like I think.
And what's wrong with that?
Oh, we don't like stray nails about Fontana. Everyone has to be hammered into a place somewhere.
Okay. But what if I just dressed the part? You know what I mean? Threw on a pair of,
well, like me.
But cut jeans.
What do you think of my style anyway? I always wondered that. Like,
what I think of your style? I think sometimes I'm like, you know, you've picked a shoe or something or a hat, and I'm like, that's not you, man. What are you trying to do?
Really? I see, I love a hat.
That's right then.
But I've often looked in the mirror and go, I don't suit this, but I do like it.
Like, you should just go full scammy jacket.
The dog got me one for Christmas.
Did you?
I was a rally jacket, you know. And I was only 16. It's when he started tech. It was all new and all, didn't know anybody. And you know, emo oil?
Aye.
It said full back emo. And everyone was going, oh, emo. And I was like, what the fuck's an emo?
Yeah.
I got bullied for 2 years not knowing what was wrong.
I'm a rally man.
It says Ford in the front. Fuck you.
How dare you? I'm a fucking rally man. It's funny because the world of rallying is mainly just like Arab sheikhs.
The old school Circuit of Ireland used to be class.
Aye.
Where there'd be literally a Nova coming around the corner with no doors in it.
Aye. And 1,500 people leaning over a fence.
Aye.
And then I'm safe behind this bit of wood. And this car doing 160 mile an hour.
Once they took in the big Evos and Subarus, it was shite. It's like Gaelic football. Like, it's shite now because everyone's an athlete. Back in the day, they were all hungover and big bellies, and they were vomiting in the corner because they were hungover from the day and night before. And
yeah, I mean, I seen footage from, did you ever see that Group B thing in rallying?
Oh, aye.
When they had like no regulations or something, and the fuck, like everyone died, you know, but like the cars were like fucking flying machines.
What do you want, like?
You and your fucking rally, did you even know anything about rallying back then?
I used to go, my cousin used to do it.
Did it?
I used to go with him, like, but no, I don't know. I need to lose a pile of weight before I get into style. Cause it's just
Oh, gee. Oh, fuck. We'll have to pause this podcast to speak to this man here. Hold on. Quick shout out to our OG sponsors, manscaped.com. They've been there since the beginning. They've been there since the beginning of pubes. And since they came on board, we have just been walking around this office and going, what's that squeaking noise? And the squeak is basically freshly shorn scrotum rubbing against leg is what it is. They've got these packages going at the minute where you can order it and get the full, you can get the full rundown. You can get the Lawnmower 4.0, which is like anti-snag and everything. You know what I mean? It reduces the risk of just shredding bits of shawarma off your bag. It's unbelievable. They got the weed whacker. It's like a little thing goes up your nose or any other circular hairy hole. It works. They got ball toner. They got ball deodorant if you're walking around with those fucking Worcester sauce nuts all day. They got it all. And it's manscaped.com and use the code GEMBANT1 to get 20% off. Get on in there. They've been supporting us from the start. You want to help this show out and shave a bit of fucking pubes off? Manscaped.com. Use the code GEMBANT1. Thank you and good night. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new sponsor, Harry's.com. Harry's Razors. And I know if you're listening to this podcast, the chances of you being a hairy dude between the ages of 18 and 30 are pretty high. So we've got a new company sponsoring the podcast. Everybody who signs up for the trial set gets a travel size shower gel. Unbelievable. What is the trial set? The trial set is the lights going out, flat out, but it keeps the ad interesting, you know? It's real elements. What do you get? Expertly engineered weighted handle, 1 5-blade cartridge crafted by artisans in our own German factory. Let me tell you something. You want a bit of precision engineering? Get the Germans on it. Handy foaming shave gel for effective lubrication, a travel blade cover for life's adventures, and a free shower gel. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Make sure to support the podcast. Give your own shower shave a go by redeeming a free Harry's trial set. All you cover is $3.95. You just pay the delivery and they send out the trial set. Just head to harrys.com/genderbanter to have your set delivered. Start a shave plan. Your freebie will be added at the checkout. That is unbelievable. You pay for the delivery and they send you out all that gear, all the razors, all the shaving gel, all the shower gel. You're going to be what? You listen to this podcast and you take advantage of these sponsorship deals. You're going to be walking around like just a shiny, just sexy dude. Harrys.com/genderbanter. Get your free trial set. Cheers, guys. Sorry for that brief interruption. I feel like that was a very me thing to do there. Invite you down for a podcast and then stop the podcast to go and collect weights.
Yeah, has to be done.
And then come back.
Do another one.
Weights I'll never use. Here we go. Thoughts on nurses and doctors losing their jobs if they don't get vaccinated? Well, fuck, it's been silly up the night. It's been silly up the night and now it's like, fucking, here we go. You did? You fucking sheep.
What did you get? Just the booster. Forgot about the first two.
Well, to be honest, there was talk of it and then I actually just got COVID, so.
Fuck are you talking? Take it bad?
No.
I don't know how I haven't got it.
Well, you see, you know, I think getting it now, which when it's that Omicron one, which is very dominant and it's so infectious and everybody gets it, it's like the cold. I don't think it's like getting it, start of 2020.
But then, sure, I was used to the gig in Armagh, aye, and McCann was there, and then me and him was fucking about the next day.
Yeah.
And then I heard you had it, and I was like, that cunt probably has it now. I probably have it, but I've never done.
Keezy had it too.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, pretty bad, but then he is a big fat cunt. He smokes loads, no harm to you, I love you.
I might have been COVID at all.
Aye.
Just a Wednesday.
Just a wee dose. It was, honestly, like, it was at a weird time for me when I thought I was just knackered from gigging.
Aye.
I just woke up one day and I was like, man, I feel like death. And then it started to creep in on me, that sort of like shaky flu feeling. And then New Year's Eve, I just was in bed all day. Not like I couldn't have powered through it, but I was just like, let me just fucking sleep this off. And then the next day, by about midday, I was a lot better. And then I was just kind of fine. Then you have to wait fucking 10 days or something. till you get a clear test. That was the annoying bit.
Well, is there enough people vaccinated now that really the ones that really don't want to get it have to get it? Do you know what I mean? Is there enough of us vaxxed now that, like, they're talking with the doctors and nurses, do they really need it now? Is there not enough of us?
I don't know. It's a fucking snake eating its tail. You can go on for days with the same argument. Like,
see, I have the first two, but I haven't got my booster yet.
Yeah, me too.
And I was like, do I even bother with the booster? Or,
I mean, I've heard several accounts where, like, people have been in those sort of environments where everybody got that Omicron. And the people who were boosted didn't get it. Like Maureen's sister, who was like, she was in a car with us in Armagh. And, her husband got it, I got it. She didn't get it because she was boosted. But then she also did have the cold for about 4 weeks. So who knows?
It's wild stories. Like, my uncle got it and he took a heart attack. But I think everyone's just looking,
The booster? Aye. Took a heart attack?
But then he made it.
Did
just,
he have a big boner as well?
He's just tucked it anyway. Like.
You know, that's the booster. Are you sure?
Is that where the needle goes there?
Where to put it down your fucking pisser?
But everyone's like, I think if he made it tuck it anyway. No.
Well, that's...
Ones are going to go on fucking flat tire the car. The bastard and booster. They're blaming everything on the... He made it tuck it anyway. Like, you don't...
Yeah, so if you're in the DUP, it's either the gays or the booster. That's aye. They've caused something.
Oh, I'm out of gays. You need to keep an eye on the game. Fair play, then. I wish it was gay, that's the truth.
We'll move on.
Why?
Well, everyone's been talking. Well, that's always the thing. They're just like, it'd be a lot less hassle if it was fucking... I think Chris McNaughton said that. He's like, he's just like, too much fucking hassle with women, like.
Like, it used to be an insult to go, "Oh, you're fucking gay." Now it's a compliment. Like, them boys are having the time of their lives.
That's good to be, It has to be trans something before someone's like, "Ooh, weird."
But then in 10 years' time, it'll be...
It'll be like trans species and all. Like,
I heard a new term last week and I was like, that's the kind of sex I want to be. Have you heard of it?
Anal?
Hobosexual? You just ride a dog so you can get somewhere to live.
Oh, what?
Go from house to house.
Arm and can.
Right, no. Shout out Tim.
Get your steps in.
Get your steps in, your cock out.
Man loves a routine. Best deli in Tyrone.
Oh, fuck. I do believe the best deli in Tyrone's in Fermanagh.
Someone goes best deli in Tyrone and Fermanagh. All right, where is it?
Cash. Pambush. Spar.
All those words were just random to me. Cash. Bush.
What way do you go to Bundoran? You've never been?
No. Where have I been recently? We went to Donegal recently, but we went to Oma, blah, blah, blah.
I see, you probably never go down that way. Cash. If we were going...
Would it be as far as the Manor House? What do you call it? It's the Manor House.
That's the far end of Enniskillen.
I've been there.
But you're in the right vicinity. You're in around there.
What's the deal in there then?
It's just a spa in the middle of nowhere. But yeah. The fucking spread you go into. Even McCann was like, I've been to New York delis where they're like take pride and everything. Yeah. It looks shite compared to this. Like just paninis like stacked up looking like Hugo Duncan, like big displays and it's a great job, like.
I love a deli.
And I still go for the cold hard stuff.
It would not be lovely anyway.
Have you had a line on the floor there?
Give me that jambon that looked like you fucking peeled it off your back on holiday. Thank you. I gotta say that in Dungannon, that Newell stores, everyone says Newell.
They make all their own shit, don't they?
It's really good. Like, can you shit on Yuri, please? It's cathartic for me. It's almost become a joke on this podcast, but it's based off the fact that I had about 3 shit gigs in Yuri.
Where? Or, like, what venue?
I mean, it was years ago, so... One of them was that art centre, which was cack. It was literally, like, an old blind woman collecting tickets in a money tin.
I've only done that McCooey's, and it was...
Aye, well, that'll be its own thing. That'll be fun.
Decent enough.
Jesus Christ, that's some mouthful of shit. There's a dog with a boner. We'll get rid of that. Let me see. We'll scroll. Can you review another classic trance tune? That's a podcast on its own. How long before Morning McCarney takes over General Banter? Never. In what way? Numbers wise? Probably has. Probably you've got the biggest podcast in the country.
I couldn't get over it. Like when there was like somebody sent me a screenshot of the Spotify charts, and I was like, why is this here? Shouldn't be here.
If you, well, that's the thing. I've always said I've been podcasting too long, because mine has slowly crept up over like a decade, whereas you've just come in out of nowhere, which has really like spiked the numbers for you.
Well, I've always said, Colin, that I'm running down the lane that you walked.
That 4 mile lane to the turf spot.
You boys paved the way for the rest of us.
Well, there we go. But no, it's, yeah, well, it'd be interesting to see if it keeps going up. That's what you want to see.
But I was like, last one was, I was like, fuck, I'm not comfortable with these numbers, which is stupid. Like, but I was like, when I started, it was like 1,000 people. 1,000 dedicated people is all you want, I think.
Which is quite a fucking stretch for anyone starting a podcast. Mm-hmm. You know,
absolutely.
But like, embrace it, you know what I mean? You're talking about promoing shows and all that shit. That's where you want to be. That's big numbers.
True.
You know what I mean?
True. But I'm never good at promoting myself.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, and it's, again, it's one of them things. It's like when you start putting it up audio and then you start putting on video, maybe some people will move to the video. You know what I mean? It's like, you can spread it
out.
It's
a whole different ball game when you move from audio to video. Like,
oh, yeah.
Once you do video, it's a talk show now. It's not an audio podcast.
It has to be really professional and clean like this one. You know,
I'll never have that.
It is. I mean, you go from like record. Well, you put, yours seems like it has a lot more production in it, but like the standard, like I've talked down a microphone for an hour and you take the wee file and you go and you fire it up and it's over.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case in here. Like, now I'll do that bit. Give it to me, I'll take it home, upload it for fucking 3 hours, mm-hmm. and then, you know, you do all the information. You know, it's a whole fucking process.
I need Niall. Niall, are you looking a job? Yeah. There you go.
What are you going to do now, Colin?
Do you know who needs another Niall? Me.
We need more Niles for this place.
If you could just be like the Matrix, where they're just fucking, hello, Mr. Anderson, you know, and there's like fucking 30 of you.
I had a boy help me, but he's like a media student. And he's like, I know this. He lands, he tells me a clue. But I just kept him as a punching bag.
You'll never hear this anyway.
Probably will.
You useless cunt.
It's like, yeah, just fucking
stay in school for another couple of years.
And he likes it too. Does a bad job deliberately, and you're like, you fucking useless bastard. Anyway, let me see. Colin, you talked about doing some sketches, mockumentary stuff. Have you still any plans to do a full mockumentary series? Yeah, we're going to do Hack Job. But this time I'm going to write everything and then just have other people in it. I'd like you to do one. And then we're going to do the Blender one. Here's my plan for the In Search of the Blender. Now, would you hear this? Give yourself a week to film it all and then have someone else film the process of making it. What's that noise? That's good, isn't it?
That's them £20 earbuds taken off. That's the start of it, Niall.
Yeah, you get the pilot leg going on the back of it, and then when they kick off, it sounds really good. It's noise cancelling, as in it cancels all the other noise with that noise. But it's all good.
It cancels the you're screaming when you're on fire. Don't keep them things in your pocket.
We'd love to see you boys do a Northern Ireland version of something like Trailer Park Boys / Letterkenny. We'll do that. We'll copy it exactly. Do you know what? Trailer Park Boys has loads of series and stuff, and I've only seen like the first two, and that's all I need to see.
Apparently the main guy in that, I'm the double of him. Everyone keeps telling me that.
Ricky?
Aye. Is it Ricky? See, I haven't really seen much of it either.
I've seen
clips of Letterkenny.
Aye. Again, it's one of those shows where I'm like, man, this looks great and it's shot really well, but I'll never watch it.
If there's a show with a pile of series, I'm kind of like, I can't get into that.
What's the top end for 3 series, maybe?
2, maybe. Yeah, him. Like, no beard, I kind of do see a wee bit.
If you could get a hair, you know, if you could...
A mullet.
Get them chops in. A couple of them boys. I've got one porn video to show you at the end there. We'll watch it. Let me see. There's so many questions. Good job on the recent Patreon changes, Colin. Thanks. I get great... Okay. You've spoken before about finding out
the people from all sorts of professions listen to the podcast to help them get through their day. Since I'm an avid listener, thought I'd let you know you can add virologist to your list. I did my PhD at Queen's and I'm currently doing some research into SARS-CoV-2. Return of the Sith.
Don't tell me that's coming back.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know how much sequels are in. Non-original.
Thought the idea of someone working on COVID whilst listening to the incredible banter. That's what we should have called it. Incredible banter. On your podcast might make you laugh. My question is there any other profession? Nah, fuck all that. Do some goddamn work, Dean. What do you do? The world's falling apart here.
We wouldn't be in this fucking shit if you stop listening to the podcast.
And you're listening to us fucking talk shit? Head down, man. Get stuck into them fucking viruses. Guy sitting there in a hazmat suit with a wee, just, you know, like fucking cage full of bats behind him. takes the visor off to wipe his eyes though. Oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
Oh, no wonder our country's fucked, eh? Nobody's doing that.
I know. Fucking
shout out to you for all your hard work. We appreciate it.
I know.
Although, where did the cure come out of? Wasn't here, was it?
It was him.
He probably just
packed. Where'd it come out of? The same place where they started it, probably.
Beecham's.
China.
China.
And then they make the... They do it all. It's all in-house over there, like.
As it should
we
be.
We start the virus. We give you the virus. We give you... That's so racist. I shouldn't have started it. What other job would you... Well, you see, the thing is, see when someone goes, what other job would you do? Other than, like, comedy? Like, you know, you probably fit them with some electric bits.
I would be a video game designer.
Oh, wow.
It's the next step, I think.
It's a quick and rewarding process.
Because any... Like, have you seen, like, any technology that ever come up? Like, when radio first came out?
They're literally doing... They're moving a gym in next door, which is hilarious because I just bought fucking £700 worth of weights. But anyway.
Radio came about. They're like, get the comics. TV, get the comics. Movies, get the comedians in. Video games are going to go the same way.
Viruses.
And that'll be... Aye, that's the next thing.
Need a bit of comedy for this.
So, yeah.
Just working on Ebola, being like, you'll never guess who's on tea with me this week.
Ebola and Pac-Man.
And Kieran. Hi, Colin. Was it Lavery's Before Christmas and Repledge recently? Both well worth the money. Oh, just thanks for the content. All right, my question. Why do you and Niall book when someone mentions Newry? Well, you live close to it, do you not?
I used to go there every weekend.
Niall used to...
For what, Niall?
Alright. Now I was in a flute band and they used to practice. There you go.
That's code for dogging.
Aye.
I was in a band.
I was in a band.
In the back seat.
The Cottages.
Shade?
Metal band?
A few bands. I was in a metal band, yes.
Isn't a Dave Grohl over here?
What is the name of them? The Pink Panther.
Yeah. Steel Panther.
Steel Panther? The Mahogany Wolverines.
Army. have you seen? There's a. I'll show you it after. It's Niall playing "Strobe" by Deadmau5 on the guitar. You deleted it.
I've got it.
Why? It's the only thing keeping the fucking lights on this building. You know, the AdSense.
Well, you a good musician as well?
Here, they took my AdSense away.
Oh fuck no!
Turn the winds against us. Oh, here we go. Has Mark, this is the final question before I show you this porn video. Has Mark noticed the deli counter in Kesh has gone downhill recently?
See?
He was saying about how good it was on Shane Todd's podcast, but Shane trying to relate to a deli in Kesh.
Apparently I did. He's a...
Do they cut your food for you?
He's got a holiday home mansion down beside me and never knew it.
Who does?
Shane.
He does or the wife's family do?
Well, I assumed it was him, but maybe... Maybe it's the wife's family.
He's got a holiday home down there.
Oh, right.
He's full of shit.
As I was saying, it's typical. The rich people come down to the poor people and they're like, oh, this is gorgeous. And I was tramping through shade.
Shane is a scumbag. People don't know that. He's all like, oh, Hollywood and all. Yeah. Not good Hollywood.
The one L.
Like fucking, you know, machete fights in the street over fucking turf wars and drugs and all.
Yeah.
That's where he's from. He don't pull up on a yacht.
He's hardcore. But then he lives... somewhere else, does he not? Oh, no, he's down with horror.
He doesn't want anyone to know that.
He still lives in Hollywood?
He lives in Newry.
All right.
Yeah.
He's keeping that hidden.
Yeah.
We'll beep that out. Do another pause.
He also wears a wig.
How well, I knew that. I haven't been. The last time I was been was with McCann. He done the vlog was the last time I was in Cash. And no, just still.
He was slagging you like, that's a wild dry feature.
Well, it was like.
London's changed him. He's all like, is this pho?
But he didn't show him mating a fucking panini that fell on the floor too, like. He's giving off to me.
Oh, he'd eat anything. He's like a Labrador. He used to lob it in the air towards him. And he's like,
yeah, neat. Like, for the size of me, I eat very little, like, portion-wise. He is like a Labrador. He just goes, you want that?
Oh, I. Oh, wow. Right, he's learned from the best. He's been in the backseat of cars with me and Mickey. Like, you know, when you're too ashamed to go around the KFC drive-thru twice and you go to fucking McDonald's and Oma.
Just fire the sausage rolling.
But he does have a bottomless pit of hunger.
He can eat, he used to tell.
That's all we do. That's why we're going to America.
He used to say, we used to plan to meet up and he'd go, I'm going to Cookstown here for a full carvery lunch.
Yeah.
And then I'd go, just might get something to eat. Fancy McDonald's? Absolutely.
Oh, I have another question.
And he wouldn't get like a small burger. It'd be a full-on feed. Like.
And then he's all like, oh, my mate in America told me if you get cold showers in the morning, the weight just drops off you.
If I walk around the golf course in Noma for half an hour.
Before I go to fucking Rexy Jack's or whatever you call it, up for that fucking stack of food. It's like...
Oh, God bless him.
He said, have you ever been in that place with him?
No, not with him.
They do this like mega stack, you know, where it's literally like... Fucking chicken fillet, and then a steak, and then something else, and then a burger, and then it's dead high, and that's the thing. And then they pour sauce all over it. It's like their big fat American meal. And he was in there one night with his family, and he goes, "The man just ordered this big stack," and I was like, "I bet you she does that thing." And she's like, "Oh, just I couldn't finish that," and then she had the whole fucking
one. What the fuck?
It's like fair play.
I was in it once. Wouldn't be for me, no.
No, it's too much. Like.
It's
you deep, when you deep fry everything, it's gonna be tasty for the you know.
Were you in America before?
I've only been to LA once.
How did you get on with the eating?
We didn't eat like American style tons of shit all the time. We had just it was LA, like it was a nice range of food. We were in like, there was a Thai place that we found that we went back to about three times. The only real fat bastard American thing I got was, what was it called? Fat Sal's or something, which is quite famous, I think, in Hollywood. And it was at the top of where our Airbnb was. It was like the top of the street. You could walk to it. And I got one of these, you know, like, it's a sub, but it's got, like, fucking full breakfast in it and sausages and eggs and hash browns.
It is
all
disgusting.
In the sandwich, like, and I ate it, and I did feel sick, so.
No one of the size they are, because we were in Florida, and we ate out all the time because we were in a hotel, and it was just, like, before we just went home, but the day before I went home, I was like, fuck, I'm going to eat something late today, and it was still a 19-inch Domino's pizza.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, it's like I was sick now the time I got home. The feeds are fucking.
You see, LA is alright because there is a bit of a fucking sort of health. You could get a fucking avocado smoothie if you want.
If you ask for a bottle of water, they'd be like, "What?
Yeah,
the Coke's on tap. It's literally flowing all the time. You just
have 2 gallons of Coke. You fucking stupid can.
Like when you know the fire hydrants, you open that up.
You have no idea. You Coke. Know, like you know, you're talking about like oh, someone goes for lunch and then they're like, "Do you want to get McDonald's?" Or like, I go on then, and you're like, you think you're a fat bastard, and then you see it. Like an American at work, and you're like, gee.
All brutes.
When we were in fucking in Mexico, like on honeymoon, which honestly, we might as well have been in America. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't Mexico. It was just like a fucking resort in Mexico full of fat Americans and me. Also fat. But yeah, there's a woman jumping off the back of a golf cart with 2 crutches because she's so fat, and then she'd waddle in. And I never forget it. The plate of bacon was like something you'd set in the middle of a table of 12. And be like, there's the bacon for everyone. And she had it on the side of her breakfast and would just like punctuate every fucking mouthful of food with a slice of bacon.
Just break the plate in half.
Just fucking
devour the whole crockery and everything.
Plate tacos.
Oh, she was a fat bastard.
And then, you know, what do you do the rest of the day? Just go for a big shite and so go to sleep?
You can do nothing.
But I was like, I'm walking around this place going, it's fucking boiling here. Went to the gym in the place, too sweaty. Like, what does she do? She just like, get me the golf cart again.
But she is sweating just sitting there. Did you ever see that video? What is that show on TLC? Is it Too Fat to Function or something?
Too Fat to Party?
And they fell out. And it means she couldn't get up.
Oh, the fucking 7,000 pound sisters or whatever?
Like, oh. Yeah. She just got mental, but she couldn't get up.
I would storm out of here if I could. They've never even looked at each other. Like, she can't even.
It's like a South Park episode.
You point them in the wrong direction. They can't see each other. You faggot, fucking. I'm about to Hawkins my neck. Ah! I can't move anyway.
And then they're like, what do you do for a living? I'm an influencer. They couldn't even say influencer.
Bimfluencer. I'm Bimfluencer. Thanks.
Oh, no. No good.
Still, the two of them at once. Let me show you this. We'll finish on this. Cheers for joining me today. Wrong one. Cheers for joining me today. We'll go for some lunch here. Listen to Mark's podcast. It's called Morning McCarney. And for the love of God, buy a ticket for that Ulster Hall show.
Well,
he's also appearing at Lavery's Comedy Club next week, 2nd and 3rd.
Oh, it'll go
ahead. Do we 10 minute spot? Listen, he said it.
No,
it's real. Up the road. It's happening. This was sent in by Naomi Mitchell, who's a known pervert. Now, do you know what's this?
Good looking start, anyway.
Good looking start. She said it's weird porn.
Licking this doll's eyeball.
It's called Crazy Shit. You ready? We'll go for it. Now, I dare say, now why is it froze? Well, I've absolutely, why?
It's not like Pornhub to give up now.
I know, it's usually,
the last pillar of civilization is this, if Pornhub gives up, we're fucked.
I can't believe the whole way through this podcast and I have been failed. I reload it. Oh, there we go.
That looks like me.
I was going to say, surprise. Someone's rolled a camera in your fucking bedroom.
So, I thought my toenails was the only thing I had to worry about. Getting out.
You ready for this? Mickey Bartlett in the background here. The sad thing is, you look at this fucking weird looking guy, this creature, and then he's still getting the ride more than most of us.
That's the problem.
Puta! Asquerosa! Puta furcia! Te huele el coño pescado! Encaberrilleo!
Speaking of Irish there, too.
He's probably another bike clean off.
This poor woman. What do you reckon she's on? 10 or an hour? Oh, here he is. This is what we talked about earlier.
The foreskins.
He's fucking a fucking New Balance running shoe.
If you had a fetish, I think that's what it'd be.
Yeah, me just fucking a New Balance shoe. Man, these are limited edition.
He twirls the cap around. Sun's in his eyes.
For style. Oh, he's back. This guy, now they have a slap. Look at that wee neck flying about. He slapped him in the tent. So there you go.
Jesus Christ.
So there you go. Just no one can see that.
What JD Sports was that in?
That's a sports direct. That's definitely a sports direct.
Jesus Christ. Why do I never, nothing like that ever comes up in mine. What are these people googling?
I mean, probably just strange
crazy
porn.
Russian fucking New Balance shoes. Hey, fair play to her. I mean, complete professional there. She never missed a
blink. Just remember, you know, when you're ever like doubting yourself a wee bit, like, oh, I don't know if I can do 10 minutes at Lavery's.
This boy fucked a shoe.
No, never mind him. She has to turn up to work that day with this fucking gremlin bucking her and then this other dude slapping him in the tits.
If it goes bad at Lavery's, you didn't really let him do that, do you? This is badass.
Well, I don't have a lot of material at the minute, so.
I've none.
That's my closer. I'll be like, well, listen, yous aren't biting on. You aren't taking the bait tonight, so.
If you're bait at the SSE, just take your shoe here.
I just take a. Yeah, these are New Balance.
For the last 20 minutes. No, God almighty, I see that world's upside down.
And that's it. That's a lot. Join us next week, guys, where we will be chatting to another guest. Patreon.com/GenderBatterPodcast for bonus material. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Let's go to lunch.
Let's do it.
Let's get out of here. Disgusting.
Oh, that is horrendous, eh?
It's him just bouncing about and back and
I wasn't trying to direct that.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.